Fantasy. Fantasy is such a rich, wild, and wide-open playground. Maybe I'm the strict professor keeping you after school for an extra special lesson. Or maybe I'm the next-door neighbor, unable to resist your youthful and unbridled sexuality. I could even be the lust-filled demon you summoned, and I've got to obey your every command until I turn the tables on you. I could be absolutely anybody, and you could be absolutely anybody. But do you ever think about what's really going on here? I mean, listen, I know I have a very sexy voice, but that's not all it takes, not even close. Let me tell you what's happening right now. The words I speak, whether I'm reading them from a script or improvising in the moment, before I say these words out loud, they start in my mind. I think about them carefully. I consider precisely how I want to express them. I think about the specific words to which I'll apply a little extra love. I think about where I want to get a little sing-songy. And I'll think about where I want to draw other words out. I plan my plosives. Those are the words with B's and P's that can really pop when I want them to. And I can hold back on other B's and P's so that you barely notice them at all. I can bring my voice upwards like a sigh. Or I can get real low, like a rumbling fire. And I can decide which moments might require me to get a little more intimate. These are the tools of my trade. I take pride in my work. There's a lot of intention that goes into a performance like this. And that's all before a single word is even spoken. I like to give myself a roadmap so you and I can start in one place and end up exactly where I want to take you. And then, when it is time to speak, I lean into the microphone and I fill my lungs with warm air. I close my eyes so I can fully wrap myself in the character of whatever fantasy I'm creating. And then I let all of those words, all of my plans, cascade down from my mind. At the same time, my diaphragm moves my breath from my lungs upwards. My breath meets and mixes with words that have tumbled down into my throat. My vocal cords vibrate delicately, or sharply, if I want them to. I am in complete control. Coming out of my vocal cords, my words and breath become sound. And the sound flows over my tongue. My tongue. My tongue, which I twist and turn and twirl and swirl and roll, so I can refine those words even more, letting them linger and lilt and lounge until they are ready to meet my lips. My lips are magical. They can take any shape I please. Any shape I please to please you. They can place those words precisely in a prime position to play with your imagination and make your mind mine. All mine. Meanwhile, waiting patiently in front of my mouth, my microphone is ready to receive my words, to capture them and perform its special alchemy. Transforming real, in-the-air audio waves into a digital form. Wavy lines appear on my monitor, sharp and staccato, or round and voluptuous. They are exactly as I have crafted them, exactly as I want them to be. And that is precisely what's happening right now, for me. But then, there's also a bit of time travel trickery, isn't there? Right now, for me, isn't the same as right now for you. For you, right now, All of those words that I have wrapped up in a special digital package have made their way across time and space. And you found them. You found me. And you pressed the play button so we could play together. And when you pressed play, those wavy waveforms began to unfurl, reverse engineering themselves back into the air and sound. They raced and rushed into your headphones, the ones you're wearing right now. If you try, and you don't even have to try very hard, you can feel them in your ears. It's almost as if I'm right here with you. My words, my breath, they enter your ear canal, and they gently tickle all those micro hairs. They circle around the delicate folds of your skin until they reach your tympanic membrane. And when it receives my words, the performance I've put so much of myself into, your tympanum, which is to say your eardrum, can't help but vibrate. And that motion is reflected in three teeny tiny little bones that live just a little deeper in your ear. Those little bitty bones, the malleus, the incus, and the stapes dance for me. And they dance for you, for your brain. Your brain watches that tiny dancing trio, and it does a little bit of a translation. Your brain translates movement into what you perceive as sound. And those specific dance steps are what you perceive as me. Motion has become something you can hear. We can dance with each other. Your brain sends my voice, my words. Your brain sends me all throughout your body, wherever I want to travel. If I want you to feel my voice in your arms, you'll feel it in your arms. If I want you to feel my voice in your toes, you'll feel it in your toes. And if I want you to feel my voice, well, anywhere else, I can make that happen too. I love what I can do with my voice, and I love the effect it has on you. Don't think for one single second that any of this is an accident. I know what I'm doing. And I adore the private little thrill it gives me to know that I'm doing it to you. The next time you find one of my carefully considered performances, you won't have to think about any of this. I simply wanted to draw back the curtain, just for a moment, and revel in the science and the physics and the craft that makes audio such an immersive form for both of us. And now I will close the curtains once again. Reality can fade away. And the next time you press that play button, we can enter back into the land of fantasy. I promise you'll like what you find. See you there.